Today is Monday, May 6th, 2024. We are thankful that you joined us this morning. Our Minute with the Master today is from Psalm 34, verses 12 and 13. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. People tend to disagree on what is a good day. For many, a good day is when everything is going well, the home is in order, the family is intact, the car is running, and they have a little money in their pocket, and their day is free from trouble. However, when you know Jesus, a good day does not depend on how you feel, what someone else does, or what someone else says, nor does a good day depend on what is going on in your life. Because we know Jesus, every day is a good day for each of us. Why? Because Jesus goes before us, orchestrating every event, navigating us through every obstacle, surrounding us with an invisible shield of protection, prodding us to go this way, nudging us to stand still, giving us a jolt of energy here, and restraining us there. David tells us in our scripture today, in order for us to experience joy every day, we must watch what we say. Why? Because words are the root of conflict. They are the root of disputes and the root of discord. And conflict does not set the stage for a pleasant day. David reminds us that we cannot react negatively to the unkind words or deeds of other people. And we must realize that silence is sometimes the wisest action. Our words ought to always please God. They should edify those around us and be spoken with the intent to build people up and not tear them down. Our words are not to be used to criticize, to complain, to deceive, or to slander. Our words are to be used to express gratefulness, to encourage, to support, to promote peace, and to speak the truth in love. Want to have a good day today? Use your words to praise God instead of criticize people. Use your words to express gratitude instead of complaining about your circumstances. Watch what you say. Make your words matter. Choose your words carefully and use them sparingly. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Our prayer team this morning is Elder Tim's and Sister Cece, and at this time I'm going to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Carolyn, we pray her heart is strengthened, her mind stays focused on God's ability to protect her children, and her spirit is uplifted. Jason J. of South Carolina, we pray for spiritual growth and for the wisdom to lead his family in making decisions based on biblical principles. The case going before the judge this morning at 9:30 a.m. to get approval for a bond. We pray for favor and success. Broken up families. We pray for family relationships to be restored, for unity to rule, and for hurts to be mended. Those who are recently saved, we pray God guard their hearts from the enemy and protect them from harm. We also pray they grow spiritually. Those who are in a low place, we pray God gives you a fresh wind, renewed energy, and a revived spirit. Those preparing for graduations, we pray for a time of jubilation for families, for all financial obligations to be met, and for graduates to walk into their next phase with confidence. All those who are bereaved, we petition the Lord to supply you with strength for the day, guidance as needed, peace of mind, and rest in his divine presence. Everyone on the call this morning, We pray God guides you in every decision today, that he protects you from the enemy's attack, for your goings and comings to be safe, and that you see God's hand move in your favor in everything you undertake. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers listed before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cece, and you be blessed as well. I'm going to lead us in prayer this morning. The psalmist declares today that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Father. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come into your presence this morning. We thank you for the privilege of prayer. We thank you, God, for the privilege of praise. We thank you, God, for the privilege of thanksgiving. Before we ask you for anything, we want to thank you for everything. We thank you this morning for our very lives. We thank you for physical life, and we thank you, God, most of all, for eternal life. We thank you for reserving a seat for us in heaven. We thank you, God, because we recognize and we declare this day that this world is not our home. It is only a pit stop on our way to glory. And we're so grateful for that today, because everything that goes on in our space today is only temporary. And we know that you have already laid things out. You have already determined how things will play out. And you have already determined, God, how things will work out. So help us to settle in your promises. Help us to settle in your word. And help us to lean and depend on you throughout the day today. We come, God, asking that you will go before us. We come asking, Father, that you will give us all of the desires that we need today. We come asking this morning that as we look down the prayer list, we pray for Carolyn. We pray for you to strengthen her heart. We pray for you to surround her with your faith and surround her with your love. We pray for all of those under the sound of my voice who are not feeling their best today. We ask that you heal those who need to be healed. We ask that you encourage those who need to be encouraged. We ask, God, that you uplift those who need to be uplifted. And we ask that you restore energy, that you give folks a fresh wind, and you revive their spirits as they need it today. We pray for Jason J. of South Carolina. We thank you for his desire to lead his family in the right way. We pray now that you will equip him, surround him with a mentor, with people who will lead and guide and direct him in the right way, with people who will lift him up and be his hands and feet when he does not know which way he is to go. Father, we thank you for being a lawyer in a courtroom. We thank you for being lawyer, judge, jury, and defendant. We are so grateful now for all that you will do today for that case that's going before the judge this morning. We pray that you strengthen the young man who is being represented. We pray that you show him favor. We pray, God, that you set him free. And we pray, Father, that you will surround his family with your love and with your encouragement. For those in families that have broken relationships this morning, we pray for restoration. For those who are recently saved, we pray for their protection from the enemy. for those, God, who are not quite trusting you as much as they need to trust you today. We ask you now to give them a boost of faith, give them a boost of encouragement, and give them, God, a boost of love so that they might continue on to fight the good fight of faith. For those in among our families who are preparing for graduations this morning, we pray for financial obligations to be met. We pray, God, for criteria for graduation to be met. We pray, Father, that you will walk with our graduates and walk them into the next phase of their lives, help them each live decent lives, and help them make decisions that will be pleasing to you. For those who are bereaved among us this morning, we pray, God, that you will strengthen their hearts. We pray that you will encourage them, and we pray that you will show them the level of compassion needed so that they might keep moving forward and see your hand in everything that goes on today. For everyone on the call this morning, Father, I thank you for being our guide. I thank you, God, for already deciding how our day will play out. I pray now that you give us the strength that we need so that we might cooperate with your plans, so that we might cooperate with your decisions, and so that we might trust you in all the good, all the bad, and all the indifferent today. Go with our young people. Continue to give them chance after chance, God, those who are right now. Continue to keep those who are walking the straight and narrow path, and continue, Father, to surround them with your guardian angels so that they might be protected from hurt, harm, and danger. I pray, God, that as we each go our separate ways today, that you will put people in our path who we can tell about your goodness. Put people in our path, God, who may need a hand up, who may need an encouraging word spoken to them. And put people in our path, Father, who will see your light through us. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us. Remember, choose your glory or his. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Well done. Very well.